Yogis, how are you? Fine. Fine. That, you know, according to the Buddha, we shouldn't reply fine. Because we have already received. Yes, as you know, our body is made up of nama and rupa. Rupa is the disease, according to the Buddha, right? I think I have mentioned previous years, one time during the time of the Buddha, one of the bhikkhu asked the Buddha, Venerable, there is a famous word among the people, disease. Disease. What is the disease actually? Venerable Sir, Buddha said, nothing but rupa. Yes, with rupa, you know, with material, we can fall sick anytime. Because the material itself is disease. So Buddha said, we shouldn't reply fine. Ki manyatra balaya. If you say fine, I'm fine. Some say, I'm in pink hair. Wow, pink hair. Yes, very strong. Yeah. Ah, very colorful. Yes. Why did he disappear? Eh? My photographer, my manager, my organizer. He's really, you know, busy. But I don't say busy body, right? He's a busy, right? Busy. Yes, let me continue to talk about the meta. Okay? The talk on Vipassana meditation is coming on its way Friday evening, okay? Let's talk. So it's important to do metta according to the Buddha. Important to do, to practice, to radiate metta often. Buddha has spoken of the liberation of the mind. Chito vimuti. The liberation of the mind through loving kindness. Yes, Buddha had mentioned a lot of benefits. The benefits of the loving kindness. Yes, metta removes a lot of evil. Oh. Very tired, you know. Yes, very dutiful. Metta removes a lot of evil. Yes, metta weakens the root of hatred, anger, and aversion. So, metta helps to reduce our anger, annoyance, irritation, impatience, and intolerance to a great extent. If you practice loving kindness, if you take up the loving kindness as the main practice, not just for 1 hour, 2 hours later, you go and do the Vipassana for the whole day, for the whole week, if you practice, you will see metta help us to reduce evil, irritation, intolerance, impatience. Yes. Metta makes us more cozy, more warm, right? Yes, friendly, kind, and loving. We get along better with others, with metta. Ah, this one is very important. We get along better with others. With metta in our heart. Otherwise, Maybe for the first time you encounter each other, but you don't like that one. That one also don't like you, doesn't like you. But sometimes, like that, you know. So with metta, we readily accept others as a full practitioner. Oh, he comes here. He comes here for meditation. Let me. Love and kindness. So, yes,
with metta, we also make more friends. Yes, in this way, metta is a wonderful supplement to vipassana meditation. As you know, vipassana is essential for seeing the four noble truths, uprooting the mental defilements, making an end of suffering, and realizing nibbana. At the same time, metta fills our hearts with loving kindness and goodwill towards all beings. In this way, we become comfortable. Our minds become serene and peaceful. Yes, we are ready to go into the vipassana. Because the mind is very serene and peaceful with metta, so we can go into the vipassana meditation. The mind will be concentrated very easily on the object. Whatever object you focus on, yes, the mind will, the noting mind will be staying on the object for some time, quite long. This is the sign of concentration without much wandering thoughts. So, how wonderful metta is, how helpful to our practice of vipassana meditation. Okay? Yes, later I will tell you the benefits of metta. If you know the benefits of metta, you will become more motivated. And then some of you already know, right? The benefits of loving kindness. What are they? The benefits of loving kindness. According to the Buddha, there are 11 benefits we can enjoy from the practice. Because, yes, when Buddha was at Jetavana, you know that the famous monastery, right? Jetavana. You know the name, the famous name of the temple. Buddha has spent many years in that monastery in India. Have you ever been to India for big pilgrimage? Right. So you have already visited the place, Jetavana, the famous monastery. How did you feel that on that, you know, place? For me, I become very motivated to do kusala. Wow, good. Kusala means what? Meritorious deeds, right? Yes. Early in the morning, no problem. To wake up early in the morning to go to the place to do some meditation. Not only in Jetavana, the body, Mahabodhi, eh? Is it the Buddhagaya? Buddhagaya. Yes, that's why Buddha asks, the literature asks, to go, to visit the four places, to uplift our faith. Because if the liberation of the mind by loving kindness is developed and cultivated, frequently practiced, 11 blessings can be expected. 11 blessings, 11 benefits. One sleeps peacefully. Sukhan, Sukhpati. And this is a very good benefit, you know, from the practice. You sleep peacefully. You can sleep peacefully with metta, without thinking of other things before you fall asleep. Without metta, you may see that, oh, my goodie is a bit far away from, you know. Yes. So, you have to radiate loving kindness. Your mind sinks into the loving kindness, you will forget about what the area, what do you call? The something, the feeling, right? You will forget about the fearsome story or the thoughts, you know. You will fall asleep very peacefully. So this is the first benefit. Then the second is, one has no bad dreams. Bad dreams. Do you have any experience about bad dreams? Yes. Yes, sister, I want to know, you know. You can share with us your story. Yes. Oh, yeah. The bad dreams. Yes. No way out. Oh. How about Jesse? Later I will tell you my bad dream when I was about 12 something, you know. Not so interesting, just being chased by a black dog, a big black dog. Then you fall down, you know, into the black hole, like that. Oh, like that. Then, yeah, this is the very bad dreams, right? Without loving kindness. How about the Gumayi? No bad dreams, never. Okay. One has no bad dreams. This means good dreams. Yeah. The pleasant dream you may have. Okay. Then, the third benefit is one awakes happily. Oh, very lightly. One awakes happily with a light heart. Not with the heavy hearts, like that, counting how many days left. You know? Yeah, with metta in your heart. Happily, peacefully, you wake up early in the morning, waiting the song, dong. Yeah, maybe for a few days, it's very ugly. The sounds are very ugly, yes. I have that experience, you know. But later, oh, not bad. Then later, after a few days, 1 week, 2 weeks, oh, beautiful. After retreat, I think you will be missing the song. Yes. So, very good, the one. The song, you know, dong. Very peaceful song. Yes, one awakes happily. One, number four. Fourth, fourth benefit is, one is dear to human beings. Sure. People, many people around you will love you. Because your face changed already. Your complexion, the face, physical complexion, changed very serene, peaceful. No sign of anger, annoyance on your face. So people like such peaceful face, right? Yeah. So the literature said, one is dear to human beings. Very good. Yes, fifth benefits. One is dear to non-human beings. This means unseen. Unseen beings love you. You have to be careful. If they love you, they may visit you. Don't worry. I have already mentioned, you know, with, you know, the heart, you know, full of, with the loving kindness. The heart filled with loving kindness. We don't worry anything. No fear, even to go to the cemetery. I already mentioned. So, unseen beings love you. Yeah, good. They will protect. They will protect you. This is this fifth benefit. Okay. How about sick? Devas protect one. Oh, very good. If you are the practitioner of loving kindness, Deva protect you. So you don't need to worry, even though your kuti is maybe a little bit far away, you know, from the Dhamma hall or others, yogis, right? You don't need to worry. Yeah, number seven, interesting. Fire, poison, and weapons cannot harm you. This one is wonderful. Because of loving kindness, everything, including weapons, become very friendly to you. They don't harm you. Then, number eighth benefit. One's mind becomes easily concentrated. That's why I say loving kindness is very helpful to our vipassana meditation. One's mind becomes easily concentrated. If you have concentrated mind, easy for you to focus on any object in meditation. Then, yes, I think this one is the most I like. One's facial complexion is serene. This means serene, you become beautiful. You don't need to apply makeup. Yeah, according to our Sayadawji. Not me, not only me, you know. Sayadawji say, vipassana meditation, not only the loving kindness. Loving kindness, vipassana meditation, you know, they are the best makeup. Why? You don't agree with me? You check your face after 1 month, you know. You check with, you know, in the mirror, your face become very serene and nice. This may be beautiful. Yes, beautiful. One's facial complexion is serene, peaceful, and nice. Yes. Tenth. one dies and confused. This means one dies peacefully. Right? This is very important. That's why the newspaper always mention, right? The Mr., the, you know, Miss, blah, 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 dying peacefully. I'm not very sure really peacefully or not. The newspaper say peacefully. Yes, if you are practicing loving kindness, surely, peacefully. It's very important. If we die peacefully, good destination we call Sukhati in Bali, waiting for us. If someone dies in other way, struggling, shouting, you know, crying, another way, another destination is waiting for him or her. The one is Dukkati, right? Dangerous. So, yeah, number 11. If one fails to attain arahatship, one will be reborn in the Brahma world. Oh, wonderful. If you are serious practitioner of loving kindness, if you fail to attain arahatship, you know, in this life, you will be reborn in Brahma world. This is higher than the celestial beings, the sentient celestial being. We call Kama Diva, Kama Loka. Yes, they live for many, many years, right? Yes, peacefully, very peacefully, Brahma. But according to the Dhamma, the Buddha's teaching, Brahma also included in the 31 planes, right? So this is not the higher aim for people, for beings. The higher aim should be the cessation of suffering, all suffering. This is Nirvana, right? Yes. So you see, after you have listened to these 11 benefits, I hope you become really motivated to practice loving kindness, right? Which one you like most among the 11? The facial completion. Maybe the facial completion. Because you don't need to buy the makeup, right? Yeah. Yes. When we mentally or verbally say all living beings, Sabi Sata, Avira Hondu, Abhyabhaja Hondu, Aniga Hondu, Sukhi Adana, Briharandu, all beings, then we should incline our mind towards all beings. Not just saying, Sabi Sata, not just saying. We should try to, you know, to incline to all beings. But it is not important that a picture or the shape or form of all beings arises in your mind. Not necessary. Okay? It only matters that we incline our mind towards all beings. When we reciting, may all beings be well, happy, and peaceful, we need to make sure that our wish for their good health, happiness, and peace is genuine and strong. Genuine, I say. Not including the lust or the so-called love. Just genuine wish, metta. Okay? May all beings be where ye reside. Sabisada Aweda Hondu. This means that we wish all beings be free from physical danger and any kind of sickness. May they be happy and peaceful. Yes, we also reside. This means we wish all living beings be free from mental suffering, like mental suffering, dosa, dominasa, anger, annoyance, unhappiness, yes, limitation, also soka, paridewa, limitation. These are all mental suffering. May they be happy and peaceful. Yes. We wish them free from mental suffering. Sometimes, to overpower, like sleepiness or mental states like anger, because we hear sometimes, now okay, but at night the music is very clear. So you may become angry, you know. So to overpower such elements, disturbing element, we have to repeat the phrases aloud in our mind. Not you know, mentally in your mind. You have to repeat again and again, quickly, energetically, to overpower the music, the song, the unpleasant element. And desirable element. Yes. When we want to add something else gradually, include the following phrases. May all beings be free from enmity and danger. May they be free from mental suffering. May they be free from physical suffering. May they take care of themselves happily. Yes. In the Metta Sutta, the Buddha said, practitioners should practice metta meditation during every working hour, not only for 1 hour, 2 hours. Yes, I asked the yogis during the first interview. Many of them said they practice for the whole day. Loving kindness. It's very good. You know, in four postures, actually, walking, standing, sitting, and lying down, yes, in any posture. For whatever reason we may be walking, or sitting, or lying down, yes, while we are walking, sitting, lying down, we should practice loving kindness by repeating, may all beings be free, happy, and peaceful. Also, when we are lying down to sleep, before you fall asleep, yes, we should practice loving kindness. Sabi sada aweda hondu, abhyabaja hondu, aniga hondu. And the Pali words, if you know the meaning of Pali words, it's better. To say Pali, Awira Hontu, Abhyabaja Hontu, Aniga Hontu, Sukhi Adanam, Pariharantu. Yes. In this way, you fall asleep very peacefully. Right? Ah, very good. Very good. Yes. So, for a real practitioner of loving kindness, sleep is the time to rest. For the, you know, for the meditator. It's like in Vipassana meditation. The sleep is the time for the rest, to take a rest. But the other time, the whole day, almost the whole day, we should be practicing loving kindness. And walking, and sitting, and lying down, and standing, even in eating. Yes, I ask the yogi to do. In eating, we should be radiating loving kindness to, yes, the, you know, the devotees who prepare for the food. We should radiate loving kindness. Then we eat. Yes. So, in this way, we become a real practitioner of loving kindness. Drinking water, opening the door, closing the door. Yes, like in Vipassana meditation. Taking a shower, washing our face, just radiating loving kindness. Yes, at the beginning of the practice, maybe it is a bit hard for you, a bit hard for you to do. But later, one day, 2 days after, it should be okay. The mind automatically radiated the loving kindness. Yes, the practice is meritorious. In the Okha Sutta, Buddha said, very good, the benefit of the loving kindness. The merit gained from practicing metta meditation 3 times a day for three times a day is far greater than the merit gained from offering 100 pots of rice 3 times a day. Do you understand? Do you understand? The merit gained from practicing of loving kindness is three times. The merit gained from practicing loving kindness 3 times a day is far greater than the merit gained from offering 100 pots of rice 3 times a day. You understand? You see? How good. Yes, 100 pots of rice 3 times me. You offer 300 pots of rice a day. How much merit you gain? Incalculable, I think. Incalculable. Because within 1 second, incalculable meritorious consciousness can arise. Within one second, meritorious consciousness can arise and disappear. Do you study Abhidhamma? You, right? Yeah, the Abhidhamma mission. The mind is very fast to arise and disappear. Very fast to arise and disappear. Within 1 second, incalculable. Millions of millions. Meritorious deeds, consciousness can arise and pass. So in this way, if you offer 300 pots of rice, incalculable. Yes, the loving kindness. 3 times a day. How long? How do you see? No danyasa. You know? Just 1 second, 2 seconds only. No danyasa made the making from the crown, you know? In old days, we use like that. You use your hand. Shui, right? To make from the crown, right? Yes, 3 times. So maybe about 3 seconds, 4 seconds, 5 seconds. 3 times a day. Far greater. Wow. You don't need to spend money. Yes, you don't need to. You don't need to cook. So, very comfortable, you see. Very comfortable to do such meritorious deeds, loving kindness. Yes, this is mentioned in Oka Sutta by the Buddha. So how beneficial the loving kindness? So there are, as you know, there are Odisha and Anodisha Metta when we do loving kindness. Whenever beings are divided using direction of places like east or west, you know, this house, this temple, this monastery, it is called specific metta. Odisha metta. Let's see, Sabisata in this compound, like that. Sabisata in this village, you know, be free from danger, blah, 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 blah. This is Odisha metta, the specific metta. Yes, if you don't add the place, let's see. Sabisata, Sabi Diwa, Sabha Itiyo, Sabi Purisa. We don't add the place, right? This kind of metta is called Anodisa metta. Anodisa metta. And specific mettas. All beings. We don't limit with the location. Yes, we do, actually. You know, but after the, at 9 o'clock, we do the loving kindness. The one is both. We do both. Specific and unspecific loving kindness. All these Anodisa metas, we do. Wow, wonderful. Yes, wonderful. Yes, another way to practice metta is to categorize beings according to their location. So this one is like in our temple in Panditayama. We do this one. Maybe we should try a little bit here. May all beings who have a symbol, you know, be well, happy, and peaceful. Yaku yau la du du nga chanda gu se mie ba si. Do you remember? Stephen? Yaku yau la du du nga chanda gu se mie ba si. Yeah, we do in Pandita Rama. You know, so maybe we should try a little bit today. Okay, you just repeat after me. May all novices. Bhikkhus and lady, be well, happy, and peaceful. Yes. Shen lu mya swa du du nga chanda gu se mye ba si. This one. Shen lu. Shen mi novice. Lu lady, devotee. Shen lu mya swa du du nga. Okay? Yes. Then, may the noble teachers be well, happy, and peaceful. This one is, Gondo Nanda Miyasaya Chanda Kusei Miyabasi. Gondo Nanda Miyasaya. chanda go say me about for the teacher. So may the noble teachers be well, happy and peaceful. Then parents, okay, repeat after me. May the parents be well, happy and peaceful. Okay, you know, no? May the parents be well, happy and peaceful. Then, in this center, Do jang duen ma ye miyatata chanda gu se miye ba zi. Okay, you repeat after me. May all beings in this center be well, happy, and peaceful. Yeah, the one is city, you know. May all beings in this city be well, happy, and peaceful. May all beings in this province be well, happy, and peaceful. Yes. Then Sangha. Do Chang Dwema, Do Myo Dwema, Do Ne Dwema, then Yahan Danga, Aloma, Sangha. All the Sangha. Okay. May all the Sanghas be well, happy, and peaceful. Yeah. After Sangha, Pisi Lipya, Hola. Dayaka, Sabudas. The Chitu Pachaya Dayaka, the same. Okay. May all Sabudas of four requisites be well, happy, and peaceful. Yes, then governing authorities. Yes, Lord, we cannot forget it. Why you love? Why? You don't love your government. Yes, we have to love our government, you know. I don't know now in America who is the governor, right? Yeah, you know, the one is very, you know, we can, yes, we can. No, the one, Obama. Yeah, he said, yes, we can. Famously, he said this one, yes, we can. Wow. The one, I don't know, Mr. Trump, what do you call Trump? Yeah, Mr. Trump, I don't know whether he can or not. Yeah, I remember that Mr. Obama. Yeah. Yes, we can. Okay. So please repeat after me. May all governing authorities be well, happy, and peaceful. In the literature, don't forget thieves and robbers also. Thieves and robbers. We have to send loving kindness, you know. Yes, loving kindness. With loving kindness, we don't categorize beings. We have to accept all beings as beings, right? So they are also robbers and thieves. They are also beings, right? Yeah, so no choice, we have to do. May all thieves, robbers, cheats be well, happy, and peaceful. Cheats also, yes. Cheats. Yeah. May all beings in this universe be well, happy, and peaceful. May all beings in the In the infinite universe. Be well, happy, and peaceful. May all beings in the four woful states. Be well, happy, and peaceful. May all human beings, Devas, and Brahmas, be well, happy, and peaceful. May all beings in the 31 planes, be well, happy, and peaceful. Wow, very nice. Very nice, yes. So, you know, when we practice the loving kindness, especially if you are practicing loving kindness for the attainment of jhana, we shouldn't practice, there are certain people we shouldn't radiate loving kindness to. Yes, who are they? According to the literature, the first is people whom you dislike. This means enemies. The people you don't like. We shouldn't radiate loving kindness first to them. Later, okay. Later, after you gain the same loving kindness, the sense of loving kindness you gain in your heart, you are okay. At the beginning, I mean, the literature says at the beginning. Why, you may ask? You cannot radiate loving kindness to your enemy. You know, you have no basis for loving kindness in your heart. This means no loving kindness at all in your heart for your enemy. Then you practice, you radiate, you see his face or her face. What will happen to you? Right? Anger. No loving kindness. Yeah, because no loving kindness yet in your heart. That's what we don't do. Yeah, the second is very dear person. You love very much. Also, you shouldn't radiate, you know, first to such person. Why? The literature said, we may remember, you know, practicing the radiating loving kindness to him or to her, then we may see the face of him or her, then we may remember how he suffered, how she suffered. In this way, the sadness, you know, you may want to cry in this meeting. By radiating loving kindness, you may want to cry for him or for her. That's why. Don't say loving kindness first. Later should be okay. Don't worry. Later, okay. Okay. Yet the third is neutral persons. Neutral person, the people we neither love nor hate. Not beneficial. Difficult to get the loving kindness in our heart. Yes, the last is enemies. Our enemies. We don't do first. So, who we should radiate loving kindness first? Who? Yes, ourselves first. Ourselves. Why? Our Sadhguru always say, you know, we have to radiate loving kindness to ourselves first, to get the sympathetic understanding. By practicing loving kindness to yourself, oh, I want to be happy. I want to be free from danger. I want to be free from enmity. Or if I want to be free from danger, other people also may want to be free from danger. This is the sympathetic understanding, right? Yet in this way, we won't harm them. That's why that kind of sense is very important, the sympathetic understanding on others. That's why we have to start ourselves. So, as we recite every night, right? Awero, Omi, you see? Ahami, I, right? Yeah, we start with ourselves. Awero, Omi, Abhyabajo, Omi, Anigo, Omi, Sukhi, Adanam, Pariharami. Yes, we start with ourselves. Later, you can go to your respected person, your parents, your teachers, yes, your family members, okay, even the enemies, later, because you already have loving kindness in your heart. So enemy, okay, you may sin loving kindness. Okay?
Yes.
So, I want to conclude my talk on loving kindness by saying the wonderful statement by the Buddha. What Buddha said in Anguttara Nikaya. Bhikkhus, no other than do I know. Wow. This means in Pali what? Ekaha. Like that, something like that in Anguttara Nikaya. Bhikkhus, no other than do I know, on account of which an arising evil does not arise. And then arising evil is abandoned. So much as on account of this, the liberation of the mind by loving kindness. For one who attains properly to the liberation of the heart by loving kindness, an arising evil does not arise. And then arising evil is abundant. You see, loving kindness, how beneficial, how powerful to remove anger, evil, annoyance from our hearts. Another one thing Buddha didn't see, Buddha said, he see only loving kindness, the main cause, you know, to be able to remove the anger and hatred from our heart. So, in conclusion, I wish you Bhavatu Sabha Mangalam Rakantu Sabha Divata Sabha Buddha Nubhavina Sada Sukhi Bhavantu Di. Bhavatu sabha mangalam rakhantu sabha divata sabha dhammanubhavina sada sukhi bhavantu te. Bhavatu sabha mangalam rakhantu sabha divata sabha sanghanubhavina sada sukhi bhavantu te. May there be all blessing to you. May all devas give protection and the power of all Buddhas, all dhammas and all sanghas. May all of you be well and happy. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Imaya dhammanu dhamma padipatiya Buddham Bhuchimi. Imaya Dhammanu Dhamma Patipatiya Dhammam Bhuchimi. Imaya Dhammanu Dhamma Padipadiya Sangham Imaya Dhammanu Dhamma Padipadiya Mata Pitaro Ujjimi Imaya Dhammanu Dhamma Padipadiya Acariye Ujjimi Ada Imaya Padipadaya Jara Maranama Parimuchisami Idano Punyam Asawakaya Vaha Otu Idano Sila Maga Palanyanasa Pachayo Otu Imano Punya Bhagam Savasadhanan Vibhajima Sabi Sada Imam Punya Bhagam Labidwa Sukhita Bhavantu Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu